the revelation of the book Revelation, part 77. I'm Professor Hannes Verrettinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, I'm thinking about the book which I'm using as a handbook here. The two keys to the book of Revelation is a four book, basically 800 pages thick, which is actually two books. It's a must. It's also good to have the handbook to follow the study where you can make your notes as you go along. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number, it's +27 international code 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see on my right hand side on the top here. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very welcome. Please go to part 1, start from the beginning. Very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Send this link to your friends and family. Make sure at least they have a 1611 King James Bible or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version of 1860, not the 1902 emphasis Rotterdam Bible. That's a corrupted Bible created by the Roman Catholic Church. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you. In the name above every other name, the name Yahushua, hallelujah. We are to continue where we left off. Now I'm going to deal with you about Israel's rapture. I realize that this is most probably the very first time in your life that you have heard. Now in the study I did mention Israel's rapture up till now a couple of times, but it will be mostly the first time that you are going to deal with it part for part. Why? Because in the last 2000 years it was never taught or preached by any Protestant charismatic churches. What can it be? It's about a rapture or a harpazo. For the bride, at the end of Revelation 3 verse 22, is the coming, the parousia for the bride. At Revelation 19, you can read from verse 1, but verse 7 to 11, we have the harpazo, the rapture. And the church world, especially the English church world, they never preach about the coming. They're always preaching and teaching about the rapture. And the rapture's got nothing to do with the bride of Yahushua. Or even the church. The harpazo, the rapture, it's only for one third of the nation of Israel. A, it is very, I say, in the very same way that the archangel Michael sealed chapter 12 of the book of Daniel. In the very same way was Yahweh Elohim's revelation of the rapture for the nation of Israel sealed up in his word for nearly 2,000 years. People never understood it. I was a young man, a young pastor when Yahweh has revealed this. While studying the subject, I will make use of a lot of history of the past together with the word of Yahweh Elohim to show to you that the Roman Catholic Church and its allies did over a period of more than 2,000 years prevent everyone knowledgeable not to understand the rapture or harpazo of the nation of Israel. When I've done my master's degree on New Age, One New World Order and Systems, and when I was to start my doctoral degree, my PhD, my professor, Marius Harold, asked a question. He says, what are you going to do it about? Because for a lot of people, their doctoral degrees is normally a total different subject than their master degree. So I said, my doctoral degree is going to flow from my master degree. And this is what happened. He didn't understand it in the beginning. But as we continued, his eyes just went bigger and bigger. He actually admitted that he never even knew that the scriptures was to fit in like a puzzle in the way he did. So all I'm going to do, I'm going to share my doctoral degree with you, the information, because to me this is important that you understand what I'm preaching about and what I'm teaching about. And that's why I wrote my doctoral degree about a rapture for Israel. What is remarkable, is the fact that Yahushua came to his own, the nation of Israel, and they have not accepted him as their Redeemer and Messiah. After 2 years of ministering to the nation of Israel and the Jews, Yahushua, in his last year of earthly ministry, listen nicely, Yahushua's ministry was 3 years, you know it by now, 2 years only to the nation of Israel, because he said he came to his people, but the word also says, and they accept him not. It was then that was shouting, crucify, crucify, where Pontius Pilate washed his hands in water. He says, here's Yahushua, there's Barabbas. Yahushua found no guilt in him. And they shouted, the Israelites, let his blood be about upon us and our children and our children's children. Yahushua in his last year of earthly ministry took the message of salvation to the Gentiles, who are the 10 northern tribes of Israel. And we came from that Gentile tribes. We are not Israelites, but originally we originate as Gentiles from the other 10 tribes of Israel, called the northern 10 tribes. It's important that we study every scripture very carefully. We must. We can't just rush through it to understand the figurative speech therein. Why do you gaze into the heavens? Acts 1 verse 11. Make a note, Acts 1 verse 11. We're going to read. Verse 11, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing into heaven? The same Yahushua. Now listen, listen. The same Yahushua which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner. Hallelujah. As you have seen him go into heaven. He didn't go into the earth. He went up into heaven. That's after he arose from the dead. In this scripture there's a definite promise that Yahushua will sometime return to earth to call Operosha, his bride, into heaven with him. Now we must distinguish between the coming or the calling, Parousia in the Greek. And then the other part of it is the harpachu or the rapture. The rapture, Greek, harpachu. The coming, Parousia, or calling for Yahushua's bride at the end of Revelation 3 verse 22. The rapture only for one third of Israel. Not for the church who were left behind at the coming of Yahushua. No! 7 years, 105 days have gone by when that will happen. When the coming, when the rapture or the harpachu is going to occur. So what does he say? He says here that Yahushua will someday return to earth to call Parousia, his bride, into heaven to be with him. The promise of Yahushua nearly 2,000 years ago became the foundation of the eschatology. Name the expectation. I want you to listen. Namely, the expectation that this promise has created in the hearts of every born-again believer. Namely, the bride of Yahushua called the Yavist, which means followers of Yahushua. Even in this 21st century, up till today in 2026. I'm going to use a part of Hukama's teachings here, references. Hukama 1978, page 21, explains this as such. Listen to this. A. The promise of the future is extendedly being connected with events in the past. The promise of the future, the coming of Yahushua, is extendedly connected with the events of the past, that which happened 2,000 and more than 2,000 years ago. Now he says, Hukama says, the Christian's expectation is a far different thing from generalization. Like the seed of the future lies in the present. Did you listen to this? Hukama says, it's so important. He says, the promise of the future, the coming, the parousia, is extensively connected with the events in the past when Yahushua have ascended into heaven. The Christians, he says Christians, he doesn't understand the difference between the Christians, which is the Catholics, and of course the we as Yahushua, who are bride of Yahushua. Now he says, the Christian expectation is a far different thing from generalization. Like the seed in the future, the seed is to the future, lies in the present, today, 2026. The things that's to come in time, the coming, parousia, lies, the seed of the future, the coming, lies in the present, today. It is something completely determined by the unique relationship between what is to come, the future, and what has already occurred in the past. Remember when we started the study, we were talking about the eschatology as defined. How do you define eschatology? The past, the present, and the future. Three things. The past, the present, and the... All my students in eschatology, it's the first thing they learn. Eschatology is defined in the wording the past, like in Daniel's time, the present, like in our time, and the future in time to come. If you can understand that, you can grasp eschatology. What is unique in the New Testament eschatology, therefore, is that it expects a future consummation. My tongue is nodding. Let's try it again. He says, what is unique in the New Testament eschatology, therefore, is that it expects a future consummation. In the future. Of Yahweh Elohim, purpose based on Yahushua's victory in the past. The coming is baking powder. When you bake a cake, you need baking powder, otherwise it falls flat. So, what does he say here? That Yahweh's purpose is based upon Yahushua's victory in the past, 2,000 years ago, when he ascended into heaven. He first came from Hades' death and arose with the keys of heaven, of Hades, where he ruled over death. Now he says, Yahweh's purpose is based upon Yahushua's victories in the past. That's what Yahweh is planning for the bride to be. Parousia is made powerful and existing in time to come. We are here, 2026. In the next 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, we don't have the time. Why don't we have that date? Because the final covenant has not been formed. If the final covenant is formed, Daniel 9:27, 1,230 days, from the present where we are, to the coming of Yahushua, the Parousia, 1,230 days. We have dealt with it already, we have got it on your graphs, and that's why you must have the handbooks. Now it says, what is unique in the New Testament eschatology, therefore, is that it expects a future consummation of Yahweh our Elohim's purpose based on Yahushua's victory in the past. It is the New Testamental congregation, which is the church, witness to Yahweh El Elohim's victory in the future, in time to come. That is based on the victory already achieved in history. Who achieved the victory in history? Yahushua. The New Testament Christian, namely the bride of Yahushua, hope for far greater blessings in the future. We are living here. We have the expectation of a coming, a parousia. But in a moment, we live in a hopeful and greater expectation for the future. There are some churches that says there's not going to be a parousia anymore. Why? Because Yahushua has taken too long. No. This is what's making us excited as your first, as bride of Yahushua, because there's something for us to hope for. And what is that? That's the promises that Yahweh is no man that he can or should lie. Should he say something and not do it? The New Testamental Christian named the bride of Yahushua hope for far greater blessings in the future, not because we now have so little. We have a lot. But because we already have so much. We're expecting a greater gift. An expectation. Why? Because we have 2,000 years of history and scriptures and happenings and, yeah, especially history and revelation word. And then comes Yahweh and anoints me with a revelation word, and I'm blessing you with a, I'm not boasting, I'm giving you the facts. Yahushua says, I reveal myself unto whom he will reveal himself. I haven't asked for it. When the revelation names comes to me, I didn't want to know anything about it. Took time before Yahweh took the pills or the scales from my eyes and opened it so that I can see. The disciples of Yahushua were so convinced. Now listen what it said. The disciples of Yahushua were so convinced that they themselves were living in the time of the end. 2,000 years ago, and we're going to see the scriptures now, where Yahushua speaks to them, and they thought they were the last generation. Before the coming of Yahushua, the parousia is going to occur. Because Yahushua taught them about the parousia. But unknowingly, for the Israelites, Israel, he taught them also about the Parharpachu, on the end of the day, the rapture for Israel. But he taught them about the Harpachu, which is the rapture. But they didn't understand it. They thought he was meaning it was the coming, the parousia. They lived in such an expectation. I don't want to read this. The disciples of Yahushua were so convinced that they themselves were living in the time of the end, as we believe it today. That they believed that they will be the generation which will experience the coming and the parousia of Yahushua in the clouds. They thought it was them. But they did not listen. Not as we listen today in 2026 and for the last 50 years while I'm busy with the word. The eschatology, studying the eschatology. So, if they listened correctly, they would have realized when Yahweh spoke to them, he was not referring to the coming, the parousia. He was referring to the rapture, the Harpachu. And that's where so many people got it wrong. Danny Buerta, one of the so-called eschatologist here in South Africa, plays a guitar and he sings, and then suddenly he became a specialist in eschatology, not knowing what he's teaching and preaching. Last year in September month, 24th of September, he taught and preached that the rapture was going to happen. The Harpachu, the rapture. I made videos, I said it's impossible. That was all in Afrikaans, of course, our native language. And I said, it's impossible. Why? Because the coming hasn't occurred, the parousia. You can't put the rapture before the coming. You can't put the harpachu in front of the parousia. Coming, parousia, rapture, harpachu. This part for the bride of Yahushua, this part for the one-third of Israel, the remnant. That's why you must get my book, Israel's Rapture. Right. The disciples of Yahushua were so convinced that they themselves were living in the time of the end, and that's 2,000 years ago, that they believed they were the generation that experienced the coming of the parousia of Yahushua on the clouds. But instead, Yahushua taught about the harpachu or the rapture. Therefore, Apostle Paul declares in the following manner on the day of Pentecost. Listen, in the last days, Acts 2 verse 16 and 17. Acts 2, 16 and 17. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Verse 17. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says Yahweh our Elohim, I will pour out my Ruach HaKodesh, that's the Spirit, upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. A. Apostle Paul 2,000 years ago believed that he was already living in the time, the end time, the last days, as predicted by the prophet Joel. B. The expectation of living in the last days expands thoroughly through the expectation of living in the last days expands throughout the whole world at that time. Because Matthew 24 verse 34 makes the following different. Matthew 24 verse 34. Let's read. Matthew 24 verse 30 to 34. Now why don't I just read verse 34? Because I want you to see where it comes from. Verse 30. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall appear the sign of man in heaven. It's Yahushua. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. I just want to ask here, alright, I'm going to continue reading here, because I don't want to confuse. Verse 30, and then shall appear the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth, when Yahushua comes for his bride, does the world see it? No. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 27 to 58 says, only the bride will see him. We are going to be changed from earthly into heavenly glorified body. We are going to be parousia into the air. Glorified bodies. The world is going to cry when they see. Are they going to cry when they see the bride is gone? No. Are they going to see the Son of Man coming in the clouds? No. He's coming only for the bride. He's not coming for the world. The bride is prepared. After reading the scripture, what do you understand of it? Yahushua himself is now explaining to his apostles. A. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. The sign. Yahushua has explained to his apostles that he will come with the clouds someday in the future. B. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. That day when he shall appear on the clouds, as Yahushua, to call the remnant of Israel home. That's the Harpachu, the rapture. Then they, the two-thirds of the nation of Israel, who was left behind, shall mourn. Why? Because they did not accept Yahushua. That's going to happen seconds before the battle of Armageddon. See, And they shall see the Son of Man, Yahushua, coming on the clouds of heaven with great power and glory. When Yahushua is coming for the bride, is he coming with great power and glory? No, it's only an angel choir. Does the world going to see him? Because he say, and they shall see him. Who? Those that be left behind. Those that were left behind after the coming of Yahushua, the Parousia, 7 years, 105 late days later. They going to see when he comes for the bride. Nobody sees it. Only the bride. They are changed. When he comes 7 years and 105 days later, Daniel 12 verse 11, 12 verse 12 together, gives you 7 years and 105 days, we have done the graphs already, then they will mourn him. Who? The two-thirds of Israel. Because one-third is going to be Arpachu, is going to be a rapture. That's where Yahushua in Revelation 19 is coming on the white horse. And with him a multitude of white horses. That multitude is not angels. It's the bride that came, is coming back with him on white horses. Only a king rides a white horse. Yahushua is on a white horse with a sword in his mouth, speaking judgment over the two-thirds of Israel and the world. So what happens? Those on the white horses is the bride that has been Parousia at the end of Revelation 3 verse 22. Coming with Yahushua. Why on white horses? Because we as bride are called kings, sons, and priests of Yahweh El Elohim. And then shall the tribes of the earth mourn that day when he shall appear on the clouds to call the remnant of Israel, Harpachu or rapture them. The two-thirds of the nation of Israel who was left behind shall mourn. See, and they shall see the Son of Man. Who? The Israelites, the two-thirds, Yahushua, coming in the clouds of heaven with great power. Great, great power. When he came for the bride, there was no exhibition of great power. What will you say is Yahushua explaining to his apostles? Listen to my question. What will you say is Yahushua explaining to his apostles? That's when they sat on the mount opposite the temple. You must go read Matthew 24 from verse 1. We're going to read it. We're going to run through it later. But he was teaching the Hebrew people, the apostles that came from the temple. Gentiles doesn't worship in the temple, only Israel. And they asked, the disciples asked Yahushua, teach us about the end time. So what he's teaching them here is the great tribulation. The end time at the end of the great tribulation. You see, and they shall see the Son of Man, Yahushua, coming on the clouds, coming in the clouds of heaven with great power and glory. No power and glory when he comes for the bride. What will you say is Yahushua explaining to his apostles? His rapture is Arpachu for the remnant of Israel, the nation of Israel. Seconds before the battle of Armageddon will start to happen. Yahushua will set his foot on Mount Olives. Because he was sitting on Mount Olives, right opposite the temple, when he spoke and he taught them about the rapture, the Arpachu. After studying the above scriptures, you must agree with me that Yahushua is explaining his coming to earth, his rapture, Arpachu. I want to say he's returning to earth. I don't want to use the word coming, because coming is coupled with the bride, the Parousia. When he will return to earth, the rapture or the Arpachu for his apostles, for the nation of Israel, the two-thirds. He's coming for the remnant of Israel, the one-third. Two-thirds is going to be left behind. Now pay attention, special attention to the following verse. This is a scripture that indicates that the apostles of Yahushua expected his rapture or his harpazon in their own time 2,000 years ago. Now, I want to make you understand that for ages we were taught that Matthew 24 was the scripture referring to the coming that we today know is the coming or the parousia of Yahushua. It was not. Even most of your Protestant churches and your charismatic churches and the Catholic Church is teaching that Matthew 24 is where Yahushua, or they called him Jesus, were talking about when he will come for the church. And that's why Danny Buerta made the biggest blunder of his life when he said that last year on 24 September, that the rapture was about to take place. And it didn't. I blew it up. I've done a seven series study on the lie that he was teaching. Because you can't put the rapture, the harpazon, before the parousia, the coming of Yahushua. And this is something that the English people, especially the Protestant churches, Catholics and Charismatics, today doesn't know anything about. And this is why this study is so important. Now I'm going to stop right here. Next week, if Father's will, we're going to continue. Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.